This is John Molden. I'm glad you joined us in our studies in the book of Matthew. We're looking at the 13th chapter today. In the parable given in Matthew 13, we have the mystery of the kingdom, as well as the mystery of Israel and the mystery of the church. Leviticus 23, Matthew 13, and the second and third chapters of the Revelation give us these mysteries. Now, many of the things which are said in the book of Matthew are what we call dispensational. And I'm not trying to give that type of teaching just now. I just want to say some things of a general nature that will be a help to you, some lessons which we can glean from these parables. First of all, the Lord Jesus told us about a sower that went forth to sow. Now, this very simple illustration of sowing seed and reaping it is a wonderful illustration in any age of the planting of the Word of God in the hearts of men, of mankind. Every time you hear the Word of God, it is like seed falling into the ground. Depending, of course, upon the condition of the ground, that seed may or may not bring forth fruit. There were four kinds of soil in the first few verses of Matthew 13. The wayside, stony places, the thorns, and good ground. The Lord Jesus, beginning at verse 18, explains this. He says that the wicked one catches away the good seed, just as the fowl came and devoured what fell to the wayside. Now the wayside was too busy a place, and the ground was too hard. That's what's the matter with some of you. You've been too busy and too hard. And the devil has been able to snatch away the good seed that you have heard. The stony places tell us of this, but even more so, they tell us of those who are shallow. There was a little soil over the top of the stone, but it had no root. No root means no fruit. You can have a profession, but you may be so shallow. There may never have been any real plowing. You may never have acknowledged yourself to be a sinner at all. There may have been no true repentance, and therefore there was no true conversion. And the thorns, the Lord said, this is like the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. Not enough or too much of possessions, and the Word of God is choked. What is it that's choking it out in your life? And then there was the good ground. Now, this doesn't mean that the ground is good in the sense of a sinner being good, for none of us are good, but it was ready. I don't know what it would take to plow your heart up, but the Lord knows. He might have to send difficulty into your life, trouble, distress, loss of loved ones, the loss of possessions. Whatever it is, it's worth it if it makes you ready to receive the good seed. Then there was a difference in the amount, of course, that it brought forth. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And another thing he told us in a separate parable here, he said that there's another kind of sowing. The devil's doing a little sowing too. He's sowing tares. Down in Kansas, they have something they call cheat, which means that it's an imitation of true wheat. And there are many who are professing Christians, but they're not truly born again. What is the Lord going to do with the tares? Why, he says, one of these days, at the harvest time, he's going to gather the tares into bundles and burn them. You have these bundles labeled in the 20th chapter of the Revelation. They're awful. The Lord is going to burn those who have rejected his Son. I believe in this. I dare not change the Word of God. Are you tares or wheat? Do you belong to the Lord? Or do you belong to Satan? If you belong to the Lord, you are the result of the corn of wheat that fell into the ground and died. For this is the source of the root of the true seed of the gospel. Our Lord Jesus himself suffered and died that there might be fruit from his death in the salvation of many souls. Do receive him. And if you have received him, do produce fruit for him. Our Father, we ask thee to bless thy word to us. Save the lost, we pray thee, and help thy dear children. fruit of their lives show that they really belong to thee. Take our thanks in our Savior's name. Amen.